There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right here,
right now. Come on. Rachel Fiore is an MSOT. She is the CEO of Masters of Self University. She's a mystical therapist and elite coach for high-profile people and couples with a Masters of Science in Occupational Therapy, a BA in Business Corporate Communication. As a psychic intuitive empath and as a highly sensitive person, Rachel has spent the past 23 years empowering individuals, coaches, and high-profile people across the world to heal their lives and relationships at the soul level. And now, finally, a guest on Lifeblood Complete. Welcome, Rachel.
Thank you so much for having me, George. It's a pleasure. I'm excited about today.
Yeah, excited to have you on. Rachel, tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
Yeah, I do what I do because I used to get really frustrated with all the techniques that are offered all over the world that claim transformational healing is what people are going to receive, and then the crap doesn't work. Doesn't work, and it's so frustrating, and you waste your money, and why doesn't it work? So the most exciting thing that I offer right now is a mystical life coach certification program, and I offer that because of the question you just asked. Tell us about what you do and why. I'm very passionate about leading people, empowering them to actually find the root causes of their pain and their suffering and to heal it for real. No more bullshit. No more BS of over-promising and under-delivering. So that is what drives me. That's what I offer. That's what we offer here at Masters of Self University. And when you see the results that people can actually ignite within themselves by learning these methods, oh my gosh, and everybody wants to be a part of it because you see what really works. You see what really works. So that's my passion.
Nice. I appreciate that. So the problem with transformational healing that's being sold by gurus and it doesn't really work, what are they missing?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I really want the education to get out there. First, we have to understand what transformational healing is not, what does not heal, and what does not actually heal the root cause of your pain, your conflicts, your suffering, what you're struggling, your relationship with, or your life. What does not heal are coping skills or supportive tools. So supportive tools, examples of that are breath work, meditation, energy healing, yoga, all these wonderful things that do have a place, but they are supportive on your journey of healing. They are supposed to nurture and support you. They aid you when you're doing actual transformational healing work. So to understand why people get so stuck, you know, traditional psychotherapy, talk therapy, talking about your problems and your struggles doesn't heal them. But here's the confusion. Here's the trap. What it does create is connection. So it's like, why does it feel good though after I talk about it and let it out? Isn't that a release? No, it's not healing. But what it did create was heart-to-heart connection with another person. So if it's with an expert, your coach, your therapist, even a friend, when you're sharing, that creates connection. We then think, oh my God, I feel better for this few minutes after I shared that. That must mean I healed. No, it doesn't. It's why you're in therapy for 5, 15, 20 years and you're still struggling with the same stuff. If we take nothing else but that right there away from today, that will start you on a path of actually healing to understand what doesn't work.
Well, that certainly makes sense. That certainly makes sense right there. Is it a function of, is it nefarious that people just want to keep you coming back, or is it honest that people just don't know any better?
I think it's a combination of both. I think there's, especially in the coaching industry, we function at Masters of Self University, and our coaching certification program functions on what I call the golden three. That's integrity, authenticity, and expertise. If you are not those three things, you should not call yourself a coach, period, end. Very strict when it comes to that. So that's first. So some people, they want to make money, they want to make a difference, and they call themselves coach, whether they actually have moved through the transformation themselves or not, gained the training, the expertise, the education that's really required, the trauma training that's really required to be a coach or an excellent therapist. They don't have that. And then they're out there doing, marketing and earning money off of people. I think there are a lot of people that have really wonderful intentions. The sad thing and very disappointing thing is most coaching certification programs truly do not teach actual transformation. They don't know any better. And because they don't know any better, they can't teach any better. And then people pay money and invest their time, and they go out and they're like, I thought this was going to make a bigger difference. Why are my clients not having deep transformation? And we're stuck in that, in a pattern of that out there. So one thing to keep in mind is if you really, really don't want to be stuck anymore, you really want to heal, then you need to understand this key thing. The first step to that is self-awareness. You have to gain an acute level of self-awareness to realize how you are actually showing up in the world versus how you like to think you're showing up. That's number one. And number two is healing, transformational healing, completely changing your relationship, your life, your anxiety, your depression, whatever it is that you have that you no longer want. It is a process. You're not going to go to a retreat and everything after that weekend is completely healed in your entire life. You may have made shifts, but if you don't integrate and you don't learn the process of healing yourself, all you're going to do is recreate the original problems over and over. And you're like, I felt great a month ago or 6 months ago. Why do I feel so bad? Why are the same problems coming back? Because we're not teaching transformational healing. And we're not teaching people how to do it for themselves. We shift people at Masters of Self University into true empowerment. You learn step by step how to do this for yourself so that you can heal everything.
Nice. So you as a person, as an individual, have what I would imagine to be unique gifts and abilities. You have the ability to perceive the unperceivable. Is that transferable to others?
Yeah, that's a good question. So I do have some pretty unique gifts, a lot of psychic gifts. It is transferable. It's through the Mystical Life Coach Certification Program. You can gain all of the gifts that I have if you are willing and devoted to the process. It's a 6-month program, and every person can gain and learn how to do these things too. A lot of people, when they hear about certain things, or they know they're a little intuitive, or they know they're a little psychic or a healer, and they really want to enhance that, the problem we have, the mistake we usually make is we go to try to increase our psychic abilities. That's not the way to approach it. We do it backwards. We learn the wrong things. In this program, you learn how to do it in a way where your natural gifts open up and bloom in a very quick way, number one, but it happens organically. You have to learn to get the other stuff out of the way. And when you learn how to heal your wounds, heal the programs that are blocking that stuff, then you teach how to open up this stuff. Oh my goodness, yes, it is very transferable when you know the process in which to teach it to others and they're willing to receive it in that way.
Nice. So, are there key problems that you consistently fix, or do people come to you for, I imagine they come to you for this enormous spectrum. So I'm curious about that. And I'm curious what it takes for somebody to actually want to transform.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. So yes, first of all, we see a lot of different struggles, problems, different types of pain through couples coaching, struggle in relationships, anxiety, depression, PTSD, you name it. We pretty much treat it at Masters of Self University with our coaching programs. And here's what I wish was not true. And I'm going to challenge people out there to be different and at some point prove me wrong when I say this. A lot of people we are so accustomed to looking for the quick fix, the one thing, that one little thing that I can do and apply, and 10 seconds later, I'm going to be completely healed. And if it didn't work in that 10 seconds, I'm off to the next thing. Here's the problem we have. We've become a society where we want to attain and gain knowledge, 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 knowledge. Listen to 4,000 podcasts, read 5,000 books, go to 5,000 classes. It's just never ending, ongoing. And the problem is we never stop to learn the process of integrating the knowledge. Knowledge means nothing. Knowledge heals nothing. It heals nothing. It actually traps you in your mental programs. So it doesn't mean knowledge is bad, because we do start there. It's just that we've become a society where we don't go any deeper than that. And that's a big trap. That's where people are stuck and can't heal. And so we want to learn what it means to go much deeper, to actually integrate. And when we integrate the knowledge, that's where transformation starts to occur. So healing, transformational healing, truly is a process. And if we get out of the quick fix, tell me this one thing and boom, I'm going to heal, we have to let that go. Because otherwise, to get back to your question, what forces people to transform or to want to is the guru of suffering. And if you can't just choose, I'm going to do the real work, anybody right now in this moment can choose to do the real work. It is warrior's work. It is hard work. If it were easy, everybody on the planet would be enlightened. This is warrior's work. So most people, unfortunately, don't choose it. Instead, they don't realize it, but they're choosing pain and suffering every single day because they want the quick fix. If you want to truly, authentically heal everything, you can. That's the good news. You can. But you have to be willing to do the work. And that means you have to be willing and devoted, willing to learn, go deep, work hard, and devoted to that process. Otherwise, suffering long enough is what then finally makes people want to take the plunge to do the real work.
That makes sense. So much good stuff. How do you think about time? I've been, I think that time is probably always on a lot of our minds, but it's the whole thing of life is really, really short. I need to maximize everything. I need to learn now. But at the same time, I'm unwilling to actually spend the time that it's really going to take.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so interesting. And the funny thing about that is if we actually spend the time that's required, you create more time the rest of your life. More time in your every single day, more quality time with loved ones, more quality time is created. Otherwise, when we don't spend the real time doing the work and doing what it takes, because it is a process and it takes some time, we end up wasting all of our time spinning our wheels, and then we lose time. Our time is not valuable at all because we're spent. Every day we're spending our hours, our days, our weeks, our months, our years in suffering, in agony, not healing the anxiety, not healing the depression, not healing our relationship when it could be a magnificent one if we just learned how to heal our inner child wounds, for example. So time is, if you're willing to do the work, you actually create time that is quality, wonderful, emotional freedom filled time. And it is just abundant at that point, but you have to do the hard work first.
Right. Yeah, it is fascinating, right, that we go through these yo-yos, and it's probably true of everything, of our physical bodies, of our desire to have peace of mind, our desire to learn, where we go super hard in this direction, and then we stop doing it because we burn ourselves out, and it snaps back the other way.
Yeah.
And I imagine that all of these things, if it's being overweight or if it's being broke financially or having bad relationships, well, Does it all stem back to early life experiences?
Almost always. Almost always. And to understand at least a glimpse of why that is because our programs, everything in our subconscious mind that become our personality programs, our fears, our fear of abandonment, our rigidity programs, our lack program, no matter what they are, they were put in place from 0 to 7 years old. And it all has to do with brain waves and how our brain waves change between the ages of 6 and 7. But once that occurs between the ages of 6 and 7, they are locked in there. We already have our programming no later than the age of 7, which is just incredible if you think about that. And then we spend the rest of our lives reenacting our childhood over and over and over again in every single aspect of our lives. And that is the beauty of this work that we offer. The Mystical Life Certification is you learn precisely what programs you're running and where, why, and how it was put in there that's hiding in your blind spot, that's in your subconscious. You see it for what it is. And once you see it and understand it, that's where you can easily change it. And that part, that process, when you get to that point, does not take long at all. That part is, the healing part is actually really fast. It's what takes some time is learning the process to get there. And then once you're there, it's like, oh my God, I can just heal this. Yes. But we reenact our childhood over and over, everybody, unless and until you go in and learn how to see it and heal it, you are reenacting your childhood in some way.
Groundhog Day over and over again.
Yes. Yes.
Talk about pain, right? Just constant suffering, the same stuff for an entire lifetime, potentially.
Exactly. And what we learn is we try to change it at the behavioral level. Just set goals, put this in place. You know, get a partner that's going to motivate you. The problem is you're not healing at the core, at the source. You're not healing it at the root. And that's why people struggle so hard, waste their money, spend so much time trying very hard to heal things. And then they're like, well, this is just the way that I am. No, it isn't. It is the program that's running that is not the truth of who you are. Even if it's a really ugly, dark program where you're cheating all the time on your partners, it's that isn't actually who you are. That is the program that's running. And you can't heal that by trying to just not cheat. That's not how it works. It's much deeper than that. And that's the beauty of this work. You get to see what is actually going on at a deeper level, that then the behaviors that we have are nothing more than symptoms of a deeper problem. And our behaviors, they're terrible because they're the ones that get us in trouble. They're the ones that get us the divorce or get us landed in prison. They get us fired from our job. But the behaviors, those behavioral programs are symptoms. They are not the root cause. So you learn in this work to go down to the absolute core of what's causing all of your sabotage, whether it's in life, relationship, career, purpose. You go right to the root and then you change it there, because that's where transformational healing actually occurs. Never, no healing occurs at the behavioral level.
Music to my ears right there, Rachel. I love it. Well, Rachel, the people are ready for your difference-making tip. What do you have for them?
So I want to remind you, one quick tip isn't going to heal things. That's actually the first tip I'm going to give you. That you can, you have to stop looking for something that's going to transform your life in 5 seconds. That's my first tip. So I'm going to give you two tips.
Nice.
The second tip, that you can at least start to head towards authentic healing. And I really challenge you to listen very closely for those of you listening. When you are triggered by anything in life, and triggered doesn't just mean angry. You could be frustrated, sad, afraid, worried, in anxiety. Deeper depression is starting to come on. It doesn't matter how. If you put your hand in your heart, when you realize you're triggered, and you take a deep breath, and you breathe into your heart center, and you command your heart to open. Now, why is this thing important? Because the second you're triggered by anything in life, no matter what it is, big or small, the reaction of your body and your energy system is shuts down and completely closes off your heart center. There is no chance of healing anything, no matter what, if your heart center is closed. So one step towards authentic, real healing is to begin the practice of commanding your heart to open to everything, no matter how painful, scary, no matter what it is. Open, breathe, open. Slowly breathe. And continue to command your heart to opening every single time you're triggered. If you start that one thing and actually integrate it and make it a daily, all day long practice, you will actually, just as a byproduct, without having to do anything else, some of your program, some of your pain, they will start to heal as a byproduct of you making this a habit. And just to reinforce, just like you can't go to the gym one time and you're suddenly fit and lost 50 pounds, you have to make this a part of who you are so that your heart remains open, open, open. You don't want that thing closed. Only a closed heart can break. So command your heart to open.
Well, I think that that is great stuff that definitely gets, come on.
Come on.
Only a closed heart can break. Powerful stuff, Rachel. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming on. Where can people learn more about you? How can people engage with you?
You can go to mastersofselfuniversity.com. Mastersofselfuniversity.com. You can check out our Mystical Life Coach certification program on that. That is the deepest level of transformational healing humans have access to in this lifetime, and it is the only one of its kind in the world, and it is an international program. So go check out mastersofselfuniversity.com. You can follow me on Instagram at Rachel_Fiore or on Facebook at rachelfiore.msu for Masters of Self University. Thank you so much, George.
Love it. Well, if you enjoyed this as much as I did, show Rachel your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to mastersofselfuniversity.com and check out the great resources. Check out the Mystical Life Coach certification. It is the only one of its kind in the world. You can find Rachel on Instagram and Facebook. I will list all of those in the notes of the show. Thanks again, Rachel.
Thank you so much for having me, George.
And until next time, keep fighting the good fight. We are all in this together.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Moto Casino. America's
social casino. There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right here,
right now. Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.